Today we're spotlighting a special lending program, the Florida State Small Business Credit Initiative, or SSBCI. Here to chat with us about the initiative is Mary Ann Arbelu, Development Representative for the Florida Small Business Credit Initiative, from our partners at the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. Thanks for chatting with us, Mary Ann.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's start out by explaining what is SSBCI and who is providing the credit initiative.
SSBCI is an important community initiative with many beneficiaries. First, it helps business owners obtain debt financing to start new businesses or expand existing businesses, Cheryl. It also helps commercial lenders increase their community lending activity, allowing them to leverage their capital. And lastly, it supports community economic activity as funds are channeled into the local economy. To give you some background, in 2010, the Small Business Jobs Act was enacted, which provides critical resources for lending support and other opportunities to help small businesses continue to drive economic recovery and create jobs. The Act, with $1.5 billion in funding, created the Small Business Credit Initiative, SSBCI for short, to strengthen state programs that support lending to small businesses. So under this initiative, the U.S. Department of Treasury allocated just under $98 million to Florida to increase much-needed capital for small businesses. With this allocation, the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, DEO, is implementing the SSBCI by using the funds to provide loans to credit-worthy small businesses to expand and create job opportunities.
So, Mary Ann, how does it work?
Well, SSBCI is a risk mitigation program that spreads the lending risk between the state and the lender. DEO is partnering in this initiative with Enterprise Florida, Inc., and working together, we offer the following programs: products through the venture capital program, and then credit enhancement products through the loan guarantee program, the Loan Participation Program, and the 504 SBA Bridge Loan Program. DEO is also administering the Capital Access Program. So it's important to note that this is the first time that Florida has managed a loan program for small businesses specifically designed to facilitate a business's access to capital and to reduce risk for lenders.
So what does this mean to the small business owner?
Well, by facilitating access to capital, the program addresses a primary concern for small businesses, which is access to debt financing. This concern is a reflection of the new lending reality, that there's increased regulatory pressure on lenders, that collateral values have deteriorated, and overall, credit requirements are tighter. These are significant factors that have impacted commercial lending practices. SSBCI helps to offset this new reality through its lending mitigation program.
What advantages does SSBCI offer to Florida's small businesses?
The program is broadly designed to offer many advantages, Cheryl, that include access to debt financing that may not otherwise be available, access to venture capital that may not otherwise be available, and credit enhancements for various types of loans and various types of borrowers, including nonprofits.
So who's an eligible participant?
Eligible participants are small businesses that have 500 employees or less. That includes corporations, partnerships, joint ventures, sole proprietorships, cooperatives, limited liability corporations, or other for-profit and not-for-profit entities who are authorized to conduct business in Florida.
Who is an ineligible participant?
Ineligible participants include lender-business relationships that are not arm's length, a participant that has been convicted of a sex offense against a minor, or a business that earns more than half of its annual net revenue from lending activity.
Marianne, what is an eligible business purpose under the program?
To give you some idea of eligible business purposes, they include and are certainly not limited to startup costs, working capital, business procurement, franchise fees, equipment, inventory, as well as the purchase, construction, renovation, or tenant improvements of an eligible place of business. This definition of eligible business purpose also applies to allowable loan investment purposes under the program.
So what are the ineligible loan purposes?
Borrowers may not use the loan proceeds to acquire or hold passive investments such as commercial real estate ownership, purchase of securities, or financing lobbying activities. They can't repay delinquent federal or state income taxes unless the borrower has a payment plan in place with the relevant taxing authority. Proceeds cannot be used to repay taxes held in trust or escrow, for example, payroll or sales taxes. They cannot be used to reimburse funds owed to any owner, including any equity injection or injection of capital for the business's continuance. And lastly, to support unguaranteed portions of SBA guaranteed or other federally guaranteed loans.
Marianne, this sounds great, but how can a small business participate?
Cheryl, it's really easy. A small business can participate by contacting their lender to ask if the lender is involved in the program. If the lender is not involved, we encourage them to contact the SSBCI loan administrator, David Rodriguez, at Enterprise Florida. David can be reached by phone at area code 407-956-5682 or by email at drodriguez@eflorida.com. In addition, the SSBCI program is on the Enterprise Florida's website at www.eflorida.com.
Great. Thank you for all this wonderful information. And please thank Marianne and the Department of Economic Opportunity on Twitter at FLDEO and like them on Facebook. Once again, thanks for being on the show, and we wish you the very best, Marianne.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You can subscribe to the Florida SBDC Network podcast from the iTunes Store and follow us on Twitter at Florida SBDCN. Thank you.